get to Heather's news. You want to stick around for the news?
Sure.
Yeah, take a listen.
Are we going to start with something sad?
No, I'm going to start with something pretty crazy. There's a woman, a 58-year-old woman in Canada, who was arrested and charged with assault after she accidentally sprayed a neighbor with a water gun while she was out playing with some kids.
Now?
Yeah, so it happened during a backyard barbecue. She said she picked up this water gun that she didn't really know how to use because she's 58 years old.
Oh, it's a 58-year-old
just said she wanted to have some fun with the kids. She accidentally sprayed a neighbor in another yard who was cutting his grass. She tried to apologize. He got so mad, flipped out, called the police on her. They came and she was charged with assault with a weapon. And you guys, because of this, she lost her job. Well, she can't go back to work. She works as like an educational assistant. Yeah. So she can't go back until it's all cleared up. And she's got to pay to now go to court. So she started a GoFundMe.
Is it true the name of this town is Carshville?
Yeah.
They all wear helmets.
Yeah, honestly, this sounds like Doug is the mayor.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Crazy. Shailene Woodley, you guys know her, the actress. Yes. She dated Aaron Rodgers. Well, she's opening up about that split from Aaron. And the actress, she's been on this promotional tour. She's got this new show coming out. Anyway, during one of her interviews, she discussed her split and how it impacted her personally and her personality. She says that she is now uninterested in the performance of people. And while she didn't actually say,
what's that mean?
So
he's a performative, you know what?
Okay.
And she never actually said him by name, but she said that she admitted she falls in love with unavailability.
Mm.
It's like us with draft picks we can't have.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and on Thursday, the parade company announced the grand marshals for the annual America's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We got Senator Debbie Stabenow. Sportscaster Mike Tirico.
Oh, Mike.
And then we've got Dan Leb. He is the president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. So a whole bunch of, obviously, Michiganders leading the way, leading that parade down Woodward Avenue. And they also said that the theme of this year's parade is going to be Miles of Smiles.
Mm. Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Is there going to be we could ask Mike this. Is there going to be an asterisk float?
Yeah.
Oh, Tirico will be manning that one.
Yeah, put Mikey T up there right on top of it, just piloting a big asterisk.
Uh-huh.
No.
He's got a good
P1 at the station, but if you ever insult the carrier dump, he will absolutely text you or call you.
Okay.
He gets very upset.
But he's got a good sense of humor. He could do the asterisk float.
He's the best in the business. He's fantastic.
Yes. Oh, he's as good as
best
they get.
Best in the game.
Yeah. I've never actually seen the Detroit
parade gone down.
No, I've never gone down. I don't plan on. I don't really like parades. I'm not like a big parade girl. Like, what?
You never watch it on TV?
Why? No, I've never watched it on TV. I mean, I guess it's been on in the background, maybe, but not into
you didn't at least lead with, oh, they have a parade? Like, what is Bronner's?
What's a parade? Yeah.
Mike, you've been to Bronner's, right?
Yeah, once. That was a one and done.
But you're a big Christmas guy, though.
I love Christmas, but I don't need that.
Is it too much for you?
That's insanity.
You have no idea because you've never been.
Yep.
You've never been to Bronner's?
No.
He doesn't even know what it is. He just found out.
I now know what it is.
No, but you were born here.
Thank you. John says allegedly. I can bring a birth certificate in if we're going to go that route.
Dude, it doesn't matter whether you were born here or not. Like, how have you never been to Bronner's?
But Mike, this is what set it off.
Could you hear that?
He doesn't have headphones in.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You weren't expecting to be here.
I just answered a question. How have you never gone? Were you raised by wolves?
Yeah, blame my
parents. Not only that, but how many billboards for Bronner's do you see around the state? In the state of Ohio. Ohioans know it more than you do.
I know, John.
Sorry, we've kind of done this one.
That's okay.
Have you started to realize you two work with a complete weirdo?
Oh, yeah.
Starting to realize?
Has that clicked in yet for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. This is kind of cool. There was a rock that has been used as a doorstop for decades. Turns out to be valued at over $1 million. So this elderly woman in Romania, a long time ago, found a rock in like a stream bed, took it home, used it as a doorstop. Thought, this is perfect. Yeah. Hold the door open, right? Well, she ended up passing away and a relative got all the possessions in her home and kind of thought, there's something a little different about this rock. Turns out it's like one of the biggest intact chunks of amber in the world. Oh. And they say it's between 38 and 70 million years old, valued at over $1 million. So this relative sold it and it's now in a museum.
Huh. Well, at least she left her something.
There you have it.
It's more than Mel Tucker left me.
Oh, no. That's Heather in the news.